अखण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरं यत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो नः प्रचोदयात्। द फर्स्ट थिंग व्हाट वी हैव टू नो इज वी शुड ऑलवेज ऑलवेज रिमेंबर योर कॉन्शियसनेस लिव। The first thing what you should know is the entire spiritual in any area, in any kalpa, anywhere, always means it talks about evolution. Why I am always trying this is, every day when we start before this, we should take at least 5 minutes of meditation to meditate on these things. The first thing, we are talking about evolution. And evolution, as you know, has nothing to do with learning. Evolution is a process which life gives you that. We should know that we are talking about life. What is life? That is thing you have started, the first thing in your birth. And that is your last when you leave. The first breathing, the last breathing. For everyone, that is something which is known, is certain. You are born and you are going to death. The first breath, the last breath, that these two breathing points and learning about these two is evolution. Why I am telling you is, whatever sadhana we do any time in any age, whether it is given by some of the greatest rishis or by an idiot, both are based on these two things, evolution. And what is evolution? Is your first breath, and you know it will be the last breath. This is what every day you have to understand it. So you have 2 points in your life. We just don't know what time it may be or how long it will be. But we know you are born and you are going to die, and between these 2 points evolution is going on, whether you know it or you don't know it. That is what you have to know. We are talking about evolution. Then what is evolution? You can understand on 2 points. from mineral to plant is the first change of your evolution. You understand the real basis knowledge between the mineral evolution and then why it has jumped into the plant evolution. Why? You have to think about it. You need not think for all these things somewhere else. Your physical body, whatever you are, is because of the evolution of the mineral body. Very, very clearly I am telling you, it is the mineral body, physical body, the physical body, bhautika shariramu. Nee physical body, its principle is prithvi. And when you are talking about prithvi, you should understand that earth tattva is not earth. It is a principle. You should know the understand between a principle, a tattva, and something. I am not talking about prithvi's physical body. I am talking about your prithvi tattva, the principle. What is the basis of prithvi tattva? Always remember there are only two points which you should know about the principle physical body. First is to forgive, and the other is to
forget.
You have to know two things for anything in physical. First you should know forgive. And then the other is forget. Now, introduction to Brahmavarchas Chandrayana Vrata, put an enter, read light, forget, now these two things, unfortunately, you just don't know the meaning of these words. So I will try to make you understand it. Between the first F-O-R, put a dash. And then for the other, give another dash. And now a space between get last, T. After tiha, give two spaces. And now from F, give two more. Put forget is a red block, if you can do it. If it is possible. If not, don't worry, you put a underline. If you put a break, it's good. Square, it is good. Okay. Now, forget doesn't mean forgetting. Marchipotam kadu. For means to get something. It is only possible in the physical world. That is why even a devata or any guru wants to come back and get something, he has to get a physical body. That is the real meaning of forget. That is the meaning of physical world, bhautika shariramu. Now, to forget something, underline the word give. It is very simple, now you understand. For to get something, you have to give something. As simple as that. That is the first principle of the physical living, evolution. But for us, we forget. Marchipotam. Marchipotam kadu. you didn't leave your ninth class and go to your tenth class. You get something from the ninth class and then go to the tenth class. The same thing in evolution also. What are you getting? That is what I am trying to understand you. That is the basis of Mooladhara. The basis. You think about something in your backbone, idiot. It has nothing to do with your physical body. It is a way of thinking. You are getting something, forgetting it. To what? To get something. But naturally, this is based in forgiving, has another meaning, kshama. Forgiveness. Kshama. And for forget? But what is the meaning now? What the two things? You forget about what I am asking you. I am asking you the Mooladhara qualities. Forgive is kshama. That is? What is the other? I always tell you two classes. Sahanam. So, for getting something, first you have to kshama. Kshama, you understand what I am telling you? Kshama means? Whatever you mean, I don't know in English. Kshama, kshamintatam, forgiveness. The real meaning is forgiveness, you understand. But forgiveness means to give something. For this you have to give something. The other thing is patience. That is what Sadhi Sai said. Sabura Saradha. That is the evolution of the physical body. Is it very clear now? This is all you have to learn. It has nothing to do with your Mooladhara and sitting there and having something and something in. It's foolishness. Nothing happens. You can see it in a dream also, something beautiful. What happens? Nothing happens. But if you to get something, if you can give something, that is the principle of life. If you want to get something, you have to give something. The same thing you are doing for your classes also. For get a degree, you are giving something. And for that always you have to give three things. The first thing is time. If you want to learn anything, you have to give time. So for forget and forgiveness, put a something there, an arrow, or you can put a downward arrow in the middle. In the middle, you can put a downward arrow. Downward arrow. Middle, middle. Between forget and forgive, there, put a downward arrow. Is it possible? If not, don't worry, don't worry. Whatever it is, you put a line there, straight line. In the middle dash, give a straight line. Difficult? Put it between in the dash. That's it. And then you get a cross. That is why I wanted it. That is the real meaning of the cross. And you can see it as your swastik. That is the real meaning of it. Now, why I am trying to tell you is, when you want to do these things, the straight line must give below it three words, one by one, in the line, gross kindana. Okay, line you word, kindana. The first is time. to give something and want to get something, the most important thing is to give time. That is the first thing. You have to give time for things. If you don't give a time for it, you won't get anything. And if you give a time, you should have some money. Whatever subject you are learning, you have to do these things. You have to give some time to the college, and you have to give some money. And there, when you go to the college, you have to learn something. You have to learn a talent. That is exactly Parampuja Gurudev used to do. Samaya Dhanamu. Amshadanamu. That is the principle of the physical world. As simple as that. Are you doing it? You have to learn that. Whatever when you are doing, give time, give some time and money and want to get a talent. That is the real meaning of the physical world. In the physical world, everything happens because of these things. Anything, anything else to know? If these three are there, you will get anything in the physical world. Is it not? But the most important thing is something very interesting that you should remember, that the money is equal to, if you know, is nothing but time. You think you talk about money, and time and again and tell you that it is not money which is important, but time. You get a money for a month of giving your time. Then you get your salary. Whatever money you get is because of some time you have used. Are you understanding it? Are you understanding it? Then learn it. So which is more, what we can say, most, what she says, powerful. Is it money or time? Because the same in an office, so everyone goes to the, so let us say about a college, because I was a lecturer, I can give you a good example of it. All goes for the same time, come around 10 o'clock and come back about 5. All are giving the same time. But the money they are getting for that time is different. Technically, the principal gets the most time and a watchman comes the minimum money for the same time. Why? You have to question it. And get the answer is in the third point, because of the talent. As the talent goes, it is the same time gives more and more money. That is the real way of living life. Forget, forgive, for that use the time, money. But the money is not important. It is the time which is important. It is the time which gives you money.
Time and money. Time
and
money.
It depends on how you're thinking. If you know that you know how to use a time, maybe your money becomes something more. Money has nothing to do with anything. Money is nothing but concrete time. As simple as that. So, in money, put it in brackets, concrete mind. Probably you will always remember it. Any money you are giving to anyone to anywhere, even to a beggar, you are giving him a rupee. What are you giving? You are giving some time. Concrete time also you write, small words, normal time, put the break, is equal to time. So you will always remember that when you are using money, actually What it is giving you? It is giving you time, but something else. If you can really understand that time has started, that your life begins with the first breath and goes back to the
prana.
What is between this? You live. You have prana. So time is equal to?
Prana.
As long as you understand that they are equal, they are as simple as that. As simple as that. You just don't know anything about prana. You just don't know how to utilize your time. You want money. But there are countries, the same money for them is very small. For us it is 4 or 40 times great. $1 for them is just $1, a small dollar. That's all. Just a rupee for them probably. But for you? How is it possible? How is it possible? You never think about it. You have to understand it. So that is the equation you get. Money, time, prana are one and the same. So you always remember it as a formula for you to get something and to give something. Can we give money? We get something, no doubt about it. But then if you want money also, you give some time in your daily time, the salaries. And if you gain prana, you get anything. Everything. You should know to understand the formula. That is the real evolution of the physical body. That is the meaning of the physical body. Have you understood? The formula, that is the real sadhana. What will you do with your chakras? What will happen? Nothing happens. For all practical purposes, I think, thinking about your chakras, idiots. Nothing can you do with those chakras. Chakras means a wheel. The name itself says it is a wheel. Is it not? And why do you wheel a wheel? Why do you wheel a wheel? Put there a wheel, beyond prana and time and formula, put a word wheel. What does the wheel do? None? Your speed is because of the wheels. Is it not a fact? The chakras are there to give your time to go to a place. The wheel is important, no doubt about it. But two things. The reason is, you have to go to a place. The first thing is, the place. The place is important. If not, what will you do with those wheels? But when you want to go somewhere, by walking, cycle, motorcycle, train, bus, plane, speed goes on. Speed for what? To go a place. What will you do with that? And you want your chakras that they just don't know where you are going. I think you are going to be an idiot probably by doing all those things. Because whenever you talk about other things, for all practices, sadhanas, thing people are doing. What is the use of doing those chakras if you know how to use the chakra? The name is a chakra. It is something to speed to go to a place where you go. Time. You see the two formula. Money, time, prana are linked with wheel. All these three are linked with wheel. Is it right or wrong? Are you able to understand what I am trying to understand you? A wheel, when not used for a purpose, has no meaning. That is what you have to remember. The best is our jhanda as a chakra between them. If you can see that chakra, it is very good. Our chakra. I think probably that is the best wheel which talks about money, time and prana together with wheel. A tremendous spiritual rule. It has nothing to do with your body's chakras. It has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. I am talking about physical. It has its own meaning somewhere else. Not in the physical body. And you want it in the physical body, it is foolishness. That is what you should learn. So, when we are talking about wheel, you put an arrow there and says, faster time for a place. That is the real meaning of faster. Wheel has nothing. Why it is there? Wheel is there to get faster time for a place. What? To get money? Is it not? Is it not? When you want to go fast, is it not? But if you know prana, money and prana are one in the birth. Then you will know the real meaning of pranayama. Pranayama means the collection, controller of prana. And you people do pranayama, I just don't know why all people do pranayama, for what things, I don't know. But if you know the real praning, what does it mean? It gives you two things, it gives you money and time. That is the equation there. So these you have to learn in your life. And I'm talking about physical world. Is it clear? So in the physical world, the fundamentals you always remember. The first thing in your physical time, you may hear for how many years, I don't know. But what you can do is, you can do only for this 24 hours. About the past, you can't do anything. About future, you may plan, but you can't do it now. So, the real time in your hands, always 24 hours. So before the wheel faster, below another sentence, put to another sentence. Are you able to understand what I am trying to tell you? You have one breath, the last breath. Never, never forget it. You are sure for that. And do you know when he is going to die? Generally, someone, very capable man, he has to do many, many times to do. He has much money, everything. But the only thing is, he knows that you are going to die now or in that day. He's sure. At that time, what will you do? What type of he's many, many works, something. You think him that a very, very business and a very capable man. He has to do so many things. So many things. Are you able to think about what I am trying to understand you? You are thinking about a very, like a level of the precedent. Or you think the best example, Parikshit. Parikshit, you know, I am telling about? He due only 7 days. Then what did he do? Did he think about his kingdom? Will anyone do when he knows he is going to do in 7 days? What will he do? He will think about his kingdom? What did he do? He said, someone tell me about Bhagavata. You understand now? Then the time is very, very little. And when you are sure that you don't have something to do now, what is the best thing? You have to think about divine. The Alexander, when he was dying, do you know, just before telling, he said, you will of course put me in the coffin, but peel my 2 hands out. Do you know the story? Do you know why? He said, okay, I wanted the world, the entire world, but the moment I am dead, what will you get? As simple as that. And now, what we are now trying to understand, you have much time, I don't know, I think probably you know about 2000 years, that's why how you are thinking. Probably you never think about that. So I think you are evil immortal. But a man who knows that I am living and I have only 24 days, then what should he do? And to be honest, whether you like it or not, every day you only 24 hours, nothing more nor less. Is it not? You grow whatever you want to grow, you think, but the fact is you can do only this day. You can't do it for tomorrow. And what you have already done, probably you don't know what to do, you don't know how to give, forgive. Kshama we don't know. That's why the two for physical world, those two are enough. That is why they are the principles of physical world. Anything you want to do in the physical world, to get something, give something, that is the meaning. To get something, you have to give something. Is it right or not? That is the physical world's principle. But I was telling you about the 24 hours. How to use 24 hours? That is the question comes to us. That is exactly what you can do. Of that we know that you have to sleep. No doubt about it. So I am telling you the what I should done విలువలు చెప్తున్నాను 24 అవర్స్ లో ఏమేం చేయగలుగుతాం మనం జనరల్లీ. సో ద ఫస్ట్ థింగ్, స్లీప్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ స్లీప్ ఇస్ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ నో ఇట్, యు నో దట్ ఫర్ 2 డేస్ ఇఫ్ యూ కాంట్ స్లీప్ పిచ్చెక్కుతుంది. ఎందుకు మీరు అనుకుంటారు నిద్ర పట్టడం లేదని, కానీ ఫర్ 2 సెకండ్స్ అయినా స్లీప్ వస్తుంది కనుక పిచ్చెక్కటం లేదు. లేకపోతే నిజంగా మాకు నిద్ర పట్టడం లేదు అంటే చచ్చాడనమాట వాడు. 2 డేస్లో చస్తాడు వాడు, పిచ్చివాడు అవుతాడు. సో ఇన్ 24 అవర్స్ స్లీప్ ఈజ్ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. సో 24 అవర్స్ పుట్ ఎన్ యారో ఆర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ సే ఎ లైన్, ద ఫస్ట్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ స్లీప్. Put a small a or some number to show. Put it in brackets. Sleep. Break. Now, what do we know about sleep? Do we know anything about sleep? I don't know for how many years you are sleeping every day. Do you know anything about sleep? The only thing about sleep, what we know is, it is a blank time. We just don't know what happened in our sleep. But it happens. And no, it is very, very important. And very, very peculiar that nobody wants to know about sleep. Even everyone wants it and does it. So the first step in Brahma Varchas Chandrayana Vrata is to know about what is sleep. I'm not going to tell now about sleep. I can't tell you. But I can tell you something much, much higher level than sleep. That sleep is, which is higher than sleep, is samadhi. That is more important than sleep. Samadhi. So you can put sleep, and then you should understand samadhi is much, much, much better and higher level than sleep. Adi rayindala rastaru. Rasevaru English lo ela cheptaru cheppukondi. నేను చెప్పింది అర్థమైందా? ఏం చెప్తున్నాను నేను చెప్తుంది బుర్రకెళ్ళిపోతుందా? అర్థమవుతుందా మీకు? మరి కరెక్ట్ వర్డ్స్ చెప్పండి. దానికి అక్కడ సమాధి దేనికంటే మంచిది? మచ్ 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 బెటర్. అండ్ సమాధి, టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇట్, ఇట్ ఈస్ 3-in-1. వేక్ఫుల్, జాగ్రత్త, సుషుప్తి, స్వప్న స్థితి, మూడు దాటిన స్థితి. దట్స్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. సో డోంట్ వరీ అబౌట్ స్లీప్, విచ్ ఈస్ ఎ బ్లాంక్. వాట్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు నో సంథింగ్ అబౌట్ బ్లాంక్, వాట్ ఈస్ ద యూజ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్? ఇట్ ఈస్ కంప్లీట్లీ యూజ్లెస్. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ వాల్యూ, నో డౌట్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. బట్ వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ సంథింగ్ హయ్యర్ లెవెల్ దాన్ స్లీప్, వై అబౌట్ స్లీప్? యూ షుడ్ నో అబౌట్ samadhi. It is higher level than physical, emotional, mental level. Or in the states of living, if you want to understand it, it is a wakeful state, a dreaming state, and a sleep state. Use it. Samadhi is equal to higher than, it is not equal. Higher, huh? First is physical. Higher than physical, emotional, R, capital R, ORR. Physical state, dream state, sleep state. You use both. Are you able to understand? It is not or greater than, or you have to put that word again. Is it very clear? To this state, the best one is, see, yesterday Krishna. That is where I am going to tell you again. That is where you have to learn that practice of this one. You have to be in it. You leave that state. You have to learn it. Just sitting, what can you do? Sitting, what are you doing? You have to be about emotions, means desires, and it is more than that, mind. It is beyond mind. You have to sit like that. Then the real samadhi you will understand. For that you always remember Bhagavad Gita's shloka, sixth. You put it there. You have to do that below it. Now you practice it now. That is very important. What is the use of all these classes? That is my samadhi. And before that, your backbone have to be correct. Sure. You have to do that. Before doing that, what is the use of hearing all these classes? That is why you have to leave it. Learn it. Get your own notes. And many people nowadays has this TV or what I call, computer. You can put it as my class. So what is the use of going to Brahma Varchas Chandrayana Vrata if you don't even know how to know a better posture, better health? What is the use of that? All those things, can you understand? Until you be correct about it, how can you do the next step? That's why I just wanted to tell you how important I told about what, time, money, ability. There's something here. You learn something. And not doing all these things and hearing these classes. But I am now here there to tell you, you can learn it very fast. Is it very difficult to sit straight? But don't worry that always 24 hours you should sit like that. When you are about 1 hour or 2 hours, you should have that effect. Don't think again foolish. Always like that, it looks foolish. Okay? So at least in this class, if you can't deal like that, what is the use of giving that class? That is the first class. And all this, where does it leave you? To a higher level than sleep. You should have to go to that place, then only you will understand all these things. What is the use of my telling about it? So that is my class today. Very clear? Read. Just don't hear. When you go back, read. I don't think just 6 or 8 lines I have told, that's all for today. Can't you become an expert in those? You should be able to tell it. In the same way, you naturally will know. Physical pain, physical body is nothing but forget and forgive. For this, time, money and talent is important. Money is also linked with time and prana. And in the 24 hours, these three states, physical, emotional, mental, you can go to a higher level. The Turiya. Samadhi is also known as Sumi. Turiya, Divada Pervetama. A pair of countries of the Randukani, Rindu Ote ante, Andukanam Edo and Kuntakastam. Turiya anna, Samadhi anna, Ote.